Well, this is a hole right over here. Think about this farm, how they gonna do all this watering. All that land that they're draining, that water goes right on under the road up here, on the most road, about 3 or 4 miles up there. And it goes under the road there and goes in a line sink over there and just disappears. All the water off of this country through here goes in that thing. Sometimes it'll get full, cover by an acre, but it will never run nowhere. It's going out all the time in several hours at all. Drain going out there.
Yeah. Has the land changed much since you were raised up here?
Yeah, you had a lot of small fields when, you know, they cleaned up one little place and have small fields and welcome and view. But when you got your tractors, you see, you started making fields a little bigger. And then the farmers got a little better off and they could rent a bulldozer or a hired dozer to come clean up for me, clean the rocks out. But nothing as drastic as this over here. I never saw it until I saw this, where they cleaned up a whole farm.
Yeah.
But the fields used to be 10 and 12 acres, and now they've 50 to 75 acres, you see. And just every farm got big fields in them now.
Oh, it seems they're planting all the way up to the edge of the house.
That's right. They plant the whole thing. They don't leave no hedgerows. I don't think that's real good. You don't have no place for your birds to raise and hide, and it's pretty bad on your habitat for your wildlife. You don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, these folks that own these game reserves, when they farm, they just farm little old patches. I have thrashed peanuts over down on the Blue Spring planted. They're going to have the biggest 5 acres of peanuts on the spot. See, they say the turkeys and the birds would get about half of them, and they would get the other half. That's for sure.
Yeah. Have you ever been hunting on one of those big plantations?
Yeah, not a whole lot, but I've been.
I've been once or twice to blood a pine land or pine bloom or something.
Pineland?
Yeah.
Right. The man lives on Pineland now, married my half sister.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
Those are big places.
That's some kind of big place out there. One of the, well, it covers a whole lot of Baker County and got a little dirty, but.
And Nilo just keeps growing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They keep making that bigger and bigger. I think they're gonna buy up the whole town of Newton if they don't watch out.
Pretty big farm there.
Yeah.
And them farms, some of them changed hands 3 or 4 times since I've been growing.
Yeah. My daddy, tell a story about a lawyer in town that used to say he would defend anybody who ever got caught poaching on those farms down there. And he did. I think he said he defended for it.
That sounds like J. I don't know who.
No,
it was
Delace.
Delace.
Yeah, right.
Well,
anyway.
I knew Mr. quite well. He was a right nice fella.
In Albany, when you were coming up, well, you told me about the streets. What about, do they have places along the side by the, you know, by the roads where you could walk? Were the roads all paved or?
No, when all of the, in Albany, they had sidewalks, of course, in the main part of town. They had sidewalks, but they wasn't paved. But it had a side place where you walk.
Why did they build it on the Flint? Nothing ever came up Flint.
Not after I was, but the Flint was navigable to Albany up until when I was a kid, but I don't remember, but I've heard talk about it. But they just, it was just natural to build on some water. The reason they building towns on it, there was a town every now and then right on up it, like Montezuma and Oglethorpe on each side of it, you know, and here, then Bainbridge is down the road on it, Newton's right on it. And it runs out down yon in by Port St. Joe into Chattahoochee, goes on into to Florida.
Were there towns in the county that were, say, flourishing when you were a boy that are gone now?